open the April 21st, 2015 meeting of the House Agriculture and Natural Resources Committee. We are convened. We have a number of bills that we're going to work this morning and a number of bills that unfortunately have not been able to make it through the process. I'm going to note the bills that are not making it through the process first. We've had bills for various reasons that can't. House Bill 2050 is going to die. It does not have enough votes to pass on the floor. House Bill 3515 is one of two bills that present partisan problems. This is a 3515 would be a problem for one caucus, and House Bill 2537 would be a problem for the other caucus. And we try to the greatest extent possible in this committee to not take partisan votes, to not send bills out on a partisan basis, and for this committee to be able to work together to pass bills that have bipartisan support. We were not able to do that in either of these instances, and those bills are going to die today. House Bill 3123 and 3429 are part of the pesticide triumvirate, and those two bills are going to rise again in the Rules Committee, and they are going to die here today. Those would be the policy bills. We will be sending the funding mechanism, House Bill 3434, down a Ways and Means today. House Bill 2985 is a bill that had problems with some of the folks outside of this building. And in recognition that city government and county government found it difficult, if not impossible, for them to be able to work with these bills, that one will also die today. Now, I want to note that I believe both the some of the partisan bills, as well as 2985, as well as the damages for unlawful taking of wildlife, House Bill 2537, are bills that have merit and are bills that, with a little more work, can overcome the problems that they've experienced in this committee. And I would encourage those who brought these bills forward to try and resolve those differences, and I would be happy to work with the proponents of those bills in making suggestions of how to overcome those problems. With that, I am going to open a work session on House Bill 3188. And Mr. Gallagher, can you remind us what this bill is about?
Pass those down.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 3188 has a dash two amendment, the effect of which is that the bill allows for the creation of one or more predator control districts within a county where a minimum of 50% of landowners owning 10 or more acres of agricultural forest land or mixed farm and forest land uses petition county commissioners. Includes bears, bobcats, red foxes in definition of predator. It establishes the petition filing and hearing requirements, and it requires an assessment on lands in the predator control district not to exceed $1 per acre or per $1,000 of assessed values of the specified properties.
Thank you very much. Yes, Representative McEwen, please.
Thank you, Vice Chair Witt. I want to thank you for holding a hearing on this last week.
Yes.
The Coos County and Douglas County are the counties that are very interested in this bill. They had a meeting yesterday at 3 o'clock and are working through one more change that the commissioners may be asking for. This amendment can happen on the Senate side, and we're very interested in just moving this bill to the floor, getting it over to the Senate for maybe one more tweak, but think that this is a very good bill and appreciate the works or the hearing. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Appreciate that input. So, committee members, please be advised there may be some additional work over on the Senate side. Any further discussion on this bill or the amendment before I recognize Vice Chair Krieger? I'm not seeing any. Vice Chair Krieger?
Chair, would I move to adopt the Dash 2 amendments dated 4/15/15?
Thank you very much. Vice Chair Krieger moves to adopt the Dash 2 amendments to House Bill 3188 dated April 15th, 2015. Is there any discussion on his motion? Is there any objection? Seeing none, hearing none, the motion is adopted. Thank you.
Chair, would I move House Bill 3188 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation?
Thank you. Vice Chair Krieger moves House Bill 3188 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion on his motion? I'm not seeing any. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Representative Moreto.
Aye.
Representative Vesterbrock.
Aye.
Representative Patrick.
Yes.
Representative Gorsuch.
Representative Gorsuch is excused.
Representative McEwen.
Aye.
Representative Woodset.
Aye.
Vice Chair Krieger.
Aye.
Vice Chair McClain.
Aye.
Chair Witt.
Aye. Having received the necessary majority, the motion passes. And that is Representative Hurd's bill, I believe.
Yes.
And McEwen.
Yes.
I'm co-carrying it.
Would you like to co-carry that?
I'd be delighted to.
Okay. And I Representatives Hurd and McEwen will co-carry that bill. I'm going to close the work session on House Bill 3188. And if you'll just bear with me here for a minute, folks. I'm going to open a work session on House Bill 3514. Mr. Gallagher?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 3514 has a proposed Dash 1 amendment. The bill clarifies that compensation under the program for above normal loss to livestock attributed to wolf depredation is to be considered in the context of being within an area of known wolf activity as designated by the State Department of Fish and Wildlife, and that the cost to the taxpayer of non-lethal actions to minimize conflict between wolves and livestock also pertains to taxpayers within an area of known wolf activity designated by the State Department of Fish and Wildlife. It adds the requirement that counties that participate in a tax credit program provide State Department of Fish and Wildlife a list of approved taxpayers and corresponding amounts eligible for credits under the program.
Thank you very much. All right. Yes, Representative Woodset, please.
Do we know who brought forward that amendment and why?
Check if you have any additional information on that one.
Barretto announced down there.
Representative Barretto.
Yes, this was brought forth by the cattlemen's by their attorney, bringing clarity to basically that these commissions were developed in the counties and that they did have oversight from Fish and Wildlife. So.
And it's my understanding, too, Representative Barretto, that's something that you're in favor of.
That's correct.
Thank you.
Is that a dash one on that?
That's a dash one, yes. Additional discussion on this, the bill or the amendment?
Amendment now.
Dash one. With that, I'm going to recognize Vice Chair Krieger.
Mr. Chair, I move to adopt the Dash 1 amendments.
Thank you very much. Vice Chair Krieger moves to adopt the Dash 1 amendments to House Bill 3514. Is there any discussion on this motion? I don't see any. The motion is adopted. Vice Chair Krieger again.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 3514 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that the bill referred to the Committee on Revenue by prior preference.
Thank you very much. Vice Chair Krieger moves House Bill 3514 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that it be referred to the Committee on Revenue by prior reference. Is there any discussion? Yes, Representative Esquivel.
This bill is becoming more and more important to Representative Whitsitt and myself because between Jackson and Josephine County, we now have 7 wolves. So and those cattlemen that are running cattle out there are going to experience some real difficulties.
Should be going to Ways and Means.
At this point, I'd like to recognize Vice Chair Krieger.
Mr. Chair, I have some concern about the bill going to the Revenue Committee.
Okay.
I can see that maybe it might go to Ways and Means because it's a funding issue, but I don't understand why there's any direction to send it to that committee. That's not where it belongs.
Okay. Mr. Gallagher, do you have any information on this?
I do. We have a revenue impact of the proposed legislation. And the impact explanation is that the measure has a subsequent referral to the House Revenue Committee. A more detailed analysis will be developed if the measure is heard by that committee. And it may be that this is because it is a tax revenue issue. It repeals the sunset of the tax credit for compensation loss to livestock due to wolf depredation.
That's probably the answer right there.
Sounds like one of those political answers.
Well, it may be.
I don't have any answers.
Imagine such a thing, huh?
Is there any other discussion? Representative Barreto.
Well, I will add to that, you know, when it comes up to a tax credit, then there's a difference of opinion on whose money it is. So,
your point is well made, sir. Thank you. Additional discussion? I'm not seeing any. Okay. With the did you make your motion?
Yeah.
You made your motion. Okay. Representative has made the motion. I have recognized it. We have completed our discussion. I'm seeing nothing further. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Representative Barreto.
Aye.
Representative Esquivel.
Aye.
Representative Frederick.
Aye.
Representative Gorsuch.
Excused.
Representative McEwen.
Aye.
Representative Whitsitt.
Aye.
Vice Chair Krieger.
Aye.
Vice Chair McClain.
Aye.
Chair Whitt.
Aye. The motion passes, and the bill is sent as amended to the Committee on Revenue. With that, I'm going to close the work session on House Bill 3514. Okay. Next, I'm going to open a work session on House Bill 3529. Mr. Gallagher.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 3529 establishes the Wildlife Public Education Advisory Council within the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife. It requires the council to establish and make recommendations to ODFW director regarding media-based public education, establishes Wildlife Public Education Fund, specifies uses of monies within that fund, and creates a surcharge of $1 on resident annual hunting and angling licenses, and creates a surcharge of $2 on non-resident annual hunting and angling licenses, becomes operative on January 1, 2016.
Thank you very much. Committee members, any discussion or questions before I recognize Vice Chair Krieger. Okay. Representative Esquivel.
Yeah, I will probably be a no on this bill, not only in committee but also on the floor. And the reason being is because this organization has had plenty of time to react to this in the past. They've waited now until the barn's on fire before they call the fire department. And why they continually seem like that's a pattern with this department. So I have some real reservations about the department itself.
Understood. Thank you. Vice Chair Krieger?
Mr. Chair, we've got, I believe, 4 bills for sure, maybe 5, that are going down to Ways and Means with surcharges. And as Representative Escobar said, these are all efforts of the legislature and the constituent groups that would normally support the department having to bring legislation forward that should have been somewhere in a long-range plan for the Department of Fish and Wildlife. There is no long-range plan. They've got themselves into a mess that I don't know how they're going to get out of it. There's a couple work groups working on funding. I believe Representative Buckley and some others are going to be meeting about their budget. I've been asked to take part in that. But I would suggest that most of these that go to Ways and Means are going to die. The only one I don't want to die, and we've talked about it, not that I don't want these to pass, but if we do not fund in the Ways and Means process 3012 to fund the research center, they're going to be in court. They're going to lose. We need a geneticist. We need bridge funding. We've talked to the right people. That one we all have to get behind, because that will in the future ensure that our wild fish are compatible with our native, our hatchery fish, and we'll be able to have fish to catch. That means the economy grows. But the rest of these, I don't think you'll see them get out of the Ways and Means process.
Thank you very much. Vice Chair McLean.
I can just say pretty much ditto on that. I really believe this program is an excellent program. I think it's a good policy idea. I want to vote for it today, but I really have some concerns about some of the other items that we've sent down there are maybe more important or more urgent or more top priorities for the department being able to carry on their business. So I appreciate it.
Vice Chair McLean, does that mean that you will be voting?
I will vote yes.
You'll vote yes.
With the understanding that I understand that in the next process that this may not be the top priority of our policy decisions that we're sending down.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Representative McEwen followed by Representative Esquivel.
And I think Representative Whitsitt
was in front of me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
Representative Whitsitt?
Oh. I'm a no on it also. My constituency is just crying out that the price of tags for fishing and hunting is that they're going through the ceiling, and so I'm a no on it.
Okay. Thank you.
Chair Witt, I will kind of echo what everybody else has said. Now that we are confronted with the fee increases that ODF&W is bringing, we're having serious conversations about that this week in the Coastal Caucus. That if we have to prioritize issues right now, I have concerns about this also.
Okay.
I will give it a courtesy vote, but I do have concerns about it. And if it's the will of the committee that we send it down to Ways and Means to be worked, that's fine. But I agree with Vice Chair Krieger that we have other things of great importance that I think will be competing for funding with this.
Yes. Thank you. Representative Barreto.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll be a no, too. I think I spoke out during the hearing on this very topic.
Thank you very much. Committee members, I, too, was prepared to give this bill a courtesy vote out of this committee. I, too, am troubled not only by the fee, but by the size of the fee. And I thank those of you who would be willing to exercise a courtesy vote for doing so. But again, I've tried very hard to make sure that we don't move bills out of this committee on a party line vote. And with that, I'm going to close the work session on House Bill 3529.
Excuse me, Mr. Chair. Maybe I didn't make myself clear. If you needed a courtesy vote, I would give you a courtesy vote.
Thank you, sir, and I appreciate that very much.
I didn't make that very clear.
Thank you,
On the floor, I would not support it.
Thank you, Representative Esquivel. And I do not believe that the support was strong enough here at this level to support that bill. And I thank you all for your willingness. I want to make a comment on the House Bills 3123 and 3429, the two of the pesticide bills, before I leave those. I mentioned that those were going to reappear in the Rules Committee. They will reappear as the amendments from these bills and the amendments that were coming out of the work group. So this committee's work will be passed on to rules as is, and that will be the new bill as it appears in that committee.
I have a question on that.
Yes, sir. Vice Chair Krieger.
Mr. Chair, we had just a very, very brief conversation, and some concern has been voiced whether or not the basic policy is going to be manipulated or things added that the work group didn't agree to, or that could have huge impacts by a committee that never heard of the discussions, which not only did they take place here, but within the work group and all the work that you've done. Do we have, I realize you can't say no exactly, but have you had any conversation or assurance that the basic concept of the bills will be intact and the basic overall policy not changed?
Yes, I have. And that is a result. I have heard similar concerns. And a good many of them. I think there was a fair amount of buzz around this building yesterday on those bills. I was assured that the new bill that will arise as a phoenix, I guess, in the Rules Committee will be the bill that that is being drafted by Legislative Council presently at the request of this committee and at the request of the work group. So it will reflect not only the work that is done on these two bills, 3123 and 3429, but it will also reflect each of the issues that were addressed by the work group and for which there was agreement reached. Okay?
Okay.
All right. With that, I'm going to open a work session on House Bill 3434. Mr. Gallagher, please.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 3434 appropriates monies to the Oregon Department of Agriculture to administer performance of the pesticide analytical and response center duties. There is a dash 2 amendment, and that amendment, in addition to and not in lieu of any other appropriation, appropriates to the State Department of Agriculture for the biennium beginning July 1, 2015, out of the general fund, the amount of $2 million, which may be expended for carrying out the department program for pesticide regulation.
Thank you very much. And committee members, this again was an issue that was dealt with by the work group, and we had reached agreement on that. And as the funding mechanism for the pesticide measures, this bill is free to go for us to send it down to Ways and Means for their action on it. So with that, are there any questions or discussion on this? Representative Esquivel.
There was a fiscal impact statement issued.
Yes, there has been a fiscal impact.
It's not on OLAS. $2 million, did you say?
Yes.
Okay. I can go through that. There was a fiscal impact statement issued for 3434-2. The analysis of that is that the fiscal impact statement issued is for the purpose of transmitting the measure to the House Committee on Agriculture and Natural Resources, to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means. The bill directs the department to administer the Pesticide Analytic and Response Center and appropriates $2 million from the general fund. The agency anticipates having a fiscal impact associated with this bill. The amount of this impact is still being determined. A more complete fiscal analysis on the bill will be prepared as the measure is considered in the Joint Committee on Ways and Means.
Thank you. Thank Representative Barreto, did you...
I did have a question, Mr. Chair. Thank you. So the other two bills are going down to rules, and we don't really know what they're going to look like. They'll take what... And first of all, thank you for the hearings that you had on those. You put a tremendous amount of time and effort into that, and I think that was good, and it's a little bit of a disappointment, you know, not to see that blended here in this committee, so that we could vote on them. But when we send them down to a different committee, we really lose control of them. They can take your ideas, and they can form them into whatever they choose to do. And this is a mechanism to fund whatever comes out of that. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. I think I will be a no vote on this, just for that fact that I don't know, you know, what we're funding right now as far as coming out of that. So that's
right.
Just.
Thank you. And, of course, this bill as well, going to Ways and Means, can also be worked by Ways and Means. Additional questions or comments? Representative Whitsitt.
I am no on it also for the same reason. I don't know what might happen down there regarding the bill and that amount of money if that ends up going the wrong way and not what we anticipate in this committee. I would be really disturbed.
Okay. Thank you. Additional questions or comments? Vice Chair Krieger.
I'll be a yes vote, kind of a courtesy vote. We have to get it down there. We have to see what bill's developed. And when it comes out of there onto the floor, if we're actually end up funding things that we didn't agree to, then, of course, I'd be a no.
Okay. Thank you very much. Representative Esquivel.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, I'll vote to send it down to Ways and Means, but I think what we're getting to is we're funding something that we don't know what it actually looks like.
That's correct, and I think that all of us will be.
I think that's a concern.
Yes, and I think all of us will be awaiting the final product on the floor. Seeing no further questions or comments, I recognize Vice Chair Krieger.
Mr. Chair, I move to adopt the -2 amendments dated 4/15/15.
Thank you. Vice Chair Krieger moves to adopt the -2 amendments to House Bill 3434, dated April 15th, 2015. Is excuse me. Are there any comments or is there any discussion on that motion? Seeing none, the motion is adopted. Vice Chair Krieger.
Chair, would I move House Bill 3434 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that the bill be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means, the prior reference.
Thank you. Vice Chair Krieger moves House Bill 3434 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that it be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means by prior reference. Is there discussion on this motion? Seeing none, would the clerk please call the roll?
Representative Moretto.
No.
Representative Esquivel.
Aye.
Representative Frederick.
Yes.
Representative Gorsuch.
Excused.
Representative McEwen.
Aye.
Representative Whitsitt.
No.
Vice Chair Krieger.
Aye.
Vice Chair McClain.
Aye.
Chair Whitt.
Aye. Having received the necessary majority, the motion passes, and the bill is sent as amended to the Committee on Ways and Means. With that, I'm going to close the work session on House Bill 3434. And hold on, folks, just for a second. And I'm going to open a work session on House Bill 2984. Mr. Gallagher, while I'm fishing for my paperwork here, would you tell us about the bill?
Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2984 requires Clackamas County to establish the Clackamas Forestry Products Cooperative Project as a pilot program for forestry products grown on non-forest land and authorizes the county to negotiate and enter into agreements and establish prices for forestry products sold through the cooperative. There is a proposed -4 amendment on this bill.
All right. And can you tell us about that -4? Or did we have?
I can, yeah. Mr. Chair, members of the committee, the proposed -4 amendment requires Clackamas County to establish the program just discussed as a pilot program and allows the project to operate in areas outside city limits or within a city that has elected to be involved with the project. It allows the city to determine how the project will operate within the city limits and creates a regulatory system intended to grant immunity from federal, state, antitrust laws to project parties.
Thank you very much.
That was a dash fours.
That was a dash four.
Dash four.
All right, committee members. Discussion on the bill or the dash four amendments? I'm not seeing any. Representative Krieger?
You want to move it just like it is with the dash, put the dash fours in first.
Yeah.
They're not, do I have the date of the dash fours?
Do we have a date?
Yeah.
4:15.
Chair Witt, for the record, Julie Parrish, House District 37. The dash fours also include the DOJ language and the language that the State Board of Forestry needed in order to make this all work. So just.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The dates on the dash four are 4:15:15.
Okay, Mr. Chair, I move to adopt the dash four amendments dated 4:15:15.
Thank you very much. Vice Chair Krieger moves the dash four amendments to House Bill 2984. Any discussion on his motion? Seeing none, motion is adopted. Vice Chair Krieger again, please.
I move House Bill 2984 to the floor as amended with a due pass recommendation.
Thank you very much. Vice Chair Krieger moves House Bill 2984 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion on his motion? Seeing none, would the clerk please call the roll?
Representative Barreto.
Aye.
Representative Esquivel.
Aye.
Representative Frederick.
Yes.
Representative Gorsuch.
Excused.
Representative McEwen.
Aye.
Representative Woodset.
Aye.
Vice Chair Krieger.
Aye.
Vice Chair McClain.
Aye.
Chair Witt.
Aye. Having received the necessary majority, the motion passes, and the bill is sent to the floor.
Where do you want to carry it?
As amended, I would like to have Representative Parrish carry that if she would be so willing.
I think I will be willing. The committee. Thank you for the thoughtful dialogue. I feel like I now belong to your committee and not the one I'm supposed to be at 8:30. But
thank you.
I can't say I'm not disappointed that 2985 didn't go through, but that's what priority bills in February are for, and we'll find some kind of fix and come back and keep working on it. And I just really appreciate everybody's sponsorship of the bill. And, the commitment to trying something new with our forest products industry. So thank you.
Thank you very much. I'm going to close the work session on House Bill 2984. Lastly, I believe this is the last bill we have today.
It is.
Okay. I'm going to open a work session on House Bill 3459. Mr. Gallagher, please.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 3459 allows the State Fish and Wildlife Commission to issue an order allowing for angling of fish or taking of shellfish without licenses or tags. The original bill was up to 12 times per year. There is an amendment before us that would change that to 4 times per year. It also establishes the Oregon Fishing Experience Enhancement subaccount in the Fish and Wildlife account. It directs the use of funds in the subaccount and establishes a 9-member Oregon Outdoor Activities Investment Planning Task Force, and it directs the task force to develop a plan for increasing angling activities for Oregon residents under 17 and establish a 50-year strategic plan for increasing availability of high-quality outdoor recreational activities.
And I understand we have a brand-new amendment for this?
We have the dash-4 amendment.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry, the dash one amendment.
Dash one amendment.
And that amendment, the dash one amendment, Mr. Chair, members of the committee, would delete the 12 and insert 4 in regard to number of days that the State Department of Fish and Wildlife could issue free fishing responsibilities. And I believe each of those could be, each of those four events could be two consecutive days.
Okay, thank you. And so, committee members, you may remember while we were hearing the bill, there was a discussion, there was a distinction between days and events. And events could have been up to 2 days. This is 4 days maximum, okay? Just so that we're all clear. I think there was general concern among the committee that we'd proposed enough free days that folks might not even need to buy a license. So
yeah. We already have enough trouble that way, right?
We are. So this was an effort, I think, to try and corral this measure. So committee members, any discussion on either the bill or the proposed Dash 1 amendment? I'm not seeing any. Vice Chair Krieger?
Chair, would I move to adopt the Dash 1 amendment dated 4/15/15?
Thank you very much. Vice Chair Krieger moves to adopt the Dash 1 amendment to House Bill 3459 dated April 15th, 2015. Is there any discussion on this motion? I'm seeing none. Vice Chair Krieger again, please.
Chair, would I move House Bill 3459 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that the bill be referred to the Committee on Rules?
Yeah. Stand at ease just a second.
Yeah.
I can't.
I see. Yeah. Needs the letter.
Is there a referral to the rules?
Yeah, why?
It is Ways and Means. Yeah, it's Ways and Means.
Do you have paper?
Yeah.
It's Ways and Means rather than Rules.
Okay, I can change my motion.
Yes.
Yep. As directed, I want to change my motion and that the bill be referred to the committee, Ways and Means Committee.
Thank you very much, Vice Chair Krieger. Vice Chair Krieger moves House Bill 3459 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that it be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means. Is there any discussion on this motion? Okay. Representative Esquivel's question. Mr. Gallagher, do you have an answer on this one?
There must be a good reason here.
Why the... was kind of a late... the fiscal impact report that we received on 3459-1. This fiscal impact is for the purpose of transmitting the measure from the House Committee on Agriculture and Natural Resources to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means. The bill establishes a task force on outdoor activities, and the agency anticipates having a fiscal impact associated with this bill. The amount of this impact is still being determined. A more complete fiscal analysis of the bill will be prepared as the measure is considered in Joint Committee on Ways and Means.
Okay. I'm glad I didn't speculate because it was a different reason that I was thinking we're giving away too much here, too many free days. But
can't give away something you don't have.
Very good, sir.
Can you hold just 1 second? I want to consult.
Yes. Stand at ease. So I am about to recognize Vice Chair Krieger for a motion on House Bill 3459, if there is nothing further. Seeing none, Vice Chair Krieger?
Here you go. Mr. Chair, where are we at? You want to send it to Ways and Means?
Yeah.
Okay. Chair Witt, I move House Bill 3459 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation at the bill be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means.
Thank you very much. Vice Chair Krieger moves House Bill 3459 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that it be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means. Is there discussion on his motion? I'm not seeing any. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Representative Barreto.
Aye.
Representative Esquivel.
Aye.
Representative Frederick.
Yes.
Representative Gorsuch.
Excused.
Representative McEwen.
Aye.
Representative Woodsett.
Aye.
Vice Chair Krieger.
Aye.
Vice Chair McClain.
Aye.
Chair Witt.
Aye. The bill has received the majority. The motion passes and is sent as amended to the Committee on Rules. I would like to. Now I lost my place here.
Ways and Means.
Ways and Means. To Ways and Means. He said rules.
Okay. I said rules.
Yeah. Ways and Means.
Correction, the bill is sent to the Committee on Ways and Means. Thank you very much. All right. I'm going to close the work session on House. Committee members, I'm going to have to suspend the rules on House Bill 2984.
Take a two-thirds vote on that.
Committee members, I need to bring House Bill 2984 back up for discussion and action. I need a two-thirds.
Yeah.
I need a two-thirds vote of the committee in order to be able to do so. So, Vice Chair Krieger, would you please make a motion to bring this back up before us?
Mr. Chair, I move that we suspend the rules and bring House Bill 2094 back for reconsideration, and it's specific to the fact that we did not send it down to Ways and Means, and there's a $750,000 ask, so it does have to go down to Ways and Means.
Thank you very much. Vice Chair Krieger moves to suspend the rules to bring House Bill 2984 back before this committee for its consideration to be sent to the Committee on Ways and Means. Is there a discussion on this motion? Yes, Representative Whitsitt.
I was just wondering why it would cost $750,000 for this
pilot.
That's what
was in the bill.
Yes.
I guess that's what the author asked to have it in there.
Okay.
Further discussion? Seeing none, would the clerk please call the roll?
Representative Barreto.
Aye.
Representative Esquivel.
Aye.
Representative Frederick.
Yes.
Representative Gorsuch.
Excused.
Representative McEwen.
Aye.
Representative Woodsett.
Aye.
Vice Chair Krieger.
Aye.
Vice Chair McClain.
Aye.
Chair Witt.
Aye. The majority prevails. The House Bill 2984 is back before us. I'm going to open House Bill 2984 for further discussion. All right. Committee members, before I recognize Vice Chair Krieger, is there anything at this point on this bill?
Ask anything, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative.
We've already adopted.
Well spoken, sir. Thank you.
We've already adopted the dash 4 minutes. We don't need to do it again. We didn't remove them, so they're still in it.
That's correct. So we'll move down to here. Vice Chair Krieger.
Chair Witt, I move House Bill 2984 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that the bill be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means.
Thank you very much. Vice Chair Krieger moves House Bill 2984 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that it be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means. Is there any discussion on this motion? Seeing none, hearing none, would the clerk please call the roll?
Representative Barreto.
Aye.
Representative Esquivel.
Aye.
Representative Frederick.
Yes.
Representative Gorsuch.
Excused.
Representative McEwen.
Aye.
Representative Woodsett.
Aye.
Vice Chair Krieger.
Aye.
Vice Chair McClain?
Aye.
Chair Whit?
Aye. Having received the necessary majority, the motion passes, and the bill is sent as amended to the Committee on Ways and Means. I'm going to close the work session on House Bill 2984. Thank you very much. Committee members, that concludes our work here. Both in terms of today as well as the House bills that have been before this committee. I thank you all very, very much for your hard work and patience through this process. I very much have enjoyed this portion of this session working with you, so thank you for that opportunity. Mr. Gallagher, we're anticipating a little change in the items that are going to be before us next week. Can you give us some notion of what business is going to be before us?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, we have a number of informational sessions. On Thursday, we'll have a presentation on the wine producing industry in Oregon. And consistent with some of the recommendations that we had through the session thus far, we are organizing an informational session on permit reform and also on pinniped issues.
So these are, by and large, three issues that came up in our committee's discussion as we were going through these items so far. They were items that seemed to spark a great deal of interest and discussion, and so we're going to have an opportunity to look into them further next week. Vice Chair Krieger.
If, Mr. Chair, and I think we find ourselves with a little time, I'd like to have the Department of Fish and Wildlife standstill some of the lobby, maybe get together and talk about helping the department develop a long-term plan for the department. They don't have one. I think that's one of the reasons they're struggling. They don't know tomorrow what they're doing, and we need to help get them lined out so they have some direction and a sort of a goal that they're trying to work towards.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Representative Whitsitt.
I just would like the committee and audience to know I'm actually on six committees this session, and one of them is a tax credits, which is going to start meeting at exactly this time every morning, well, two mornings a week, the same as this committee. So I will be trying to spend my time between that committee and this committee, and so hopefully you'll know why I'm gone. I'm in another room, but when we vote, I hope to be back down here and follow along by watching the committee at night.
Thank you very much, Representative.
I finish with the other, so.
Wish you the very best here. That sounds challenging. Representative Esquivel.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think that, you know, what Representative Krieger said was dead on. I think that we need to have some kind of a committee that would look into the future for the future enhancement of habitat and wildlife. And right now, I'm not sure if you ask anyone in the department what do we want to look like in 10 years, and anyone can answer that. So I think it is something that, and what I look at it for is future generations. I don't look at it as my generation, but what about two or three generations down the line?
Thank you very, very much. And I think that is suggestive of support for the Habitat Subwork Group to continue its work, perhaps along with, I know that the Revenue Subwork Group has expressed their interest and commitment in continuing their work, and I suspect the same may be true of predator management. I don't think that the good work that they've done just ends because they've made their report, but rather they continue, and it could mean a fairly comprehensive bill somewhere is down the road, perhaps in the 16 session. So,
well, example, we discussed in this committee about the juniper,
And just that tree alone has changed the ecosystem in many parts of our state.
Yes.
To the point of where we have almost a listing and a decline of a particular species, the mule deer in the eastern Oregon area. And the water level, I mean, everything changes because we allowed one thing to change the whole ecosystem. And that's what we need to approach.
Well, very good. And I think this we are going to have some very good topics for us to discuss further and possibly serve as a basis for launching some committee bills rather down the road. Anything further to come before the committee? Anything for the good of the order? Committee members, thank you again so very, very much. I've enjoyed it, and we stand adjourned.